Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins repeatedly refers to these EPA certifications as a journey to protect his people's watershed, which crosses their reservation into Lake Superior. He says gaining Class 1 EPA air quality certification is a matter of self-determination in the face of what he considers the threat of a 2-mile-long iron ore mine in the Pinoki Mountains.
That Class 1 journey does relate back to the potential for that open pit mining initiative. When you're doing essentially mountaintop removal and taking a mountainside and crushing it to talcum powder, there's a tremendous air particulate bloom that you can expect, along with other pollutants, namely mercury emissions.
Mine developer Gogebic Taconite insists its process will be clean and within state and federal air and water pollution standards. Meanwhile, Wiggins says their air quality application is still months or more away.
We're working on some of the technical data gathering that's going to go into that. So we're not quite at the submission to the EPA or anything like that, but we have started the journey.
In early October, the EPA approved Bad River's request to set its own water quality standards. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.